AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Another Super Tuesday state goes to Senator Ted Cruz, who now has Alaska on his win list, along with his home state of Texas and Oklahoma. Cruz earlier asked some of his Republican rivals to drop out.
For the candidates who have not yet won a state, who have not racked up significant delegates, I ask you to prayerfully consider our coming together.
Marco Rubio now has one state, winning Minnesota. But the bulk of Republican voters yesterday from seven states voted for Donald Trump, who insists he's not dividing the country.
I'm a unifier. I know people are going to find that a little bit hard to believe, but believe me, I am a unifier.
This Trump supporter in Alaska saying,
some people may feel he's drastic, but maybe we need drastic.
On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton also won seven states and said in Miami that she's looking forward to more.
We're going to work for every vote, and we will need all of you to keep volunteering, contributing, doing everything you can, talking to your friends and neighbors.
Connie Withers voted for Clinton in Tennessee.
I think she's got more experience because she's already been with her husband in there. And I don't know, I think women know how to straighten things out.
Bernie Sanders won his home state of Vermont, along with Oklahoma, Minnesota, and Colorado. Astronaut Scott Kelly has returned to Earth after an unprecedented year in space for NASA. He landed in barren Kazakhstan with a Russian cosmonaut who shared his space station journey. NASA's Rob Navius was there when their Soyuz capsule landed.
Scott Kelly absolutely relishing the fresh air out here. In the mid-morning hours here in the southern steppe of Kazakhstan, breathing deeply, enjoying every second of his return to Earth.
Kelly pumped his fist as he emerged from the capsule and gave a thumbs up. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court takes up its biggest case on abortion in nearly a quarter century today. The AP's Mark Smith reports justices will consider whether a Texas law that regulates abortion clinics.
The 2013 law requires clinics to meet stringent standards for outpatient surgical centers and mandates any doctor performing an abortion have hospital admitting privileges nearby. Backers say these are aimed at safeguarding women's health, but critics say they're a blatant effort to prevent abortions, and if allowed to stand, would force most Texas clinics to close.
More than 75,000 customers around Western Washington were without power. Flights grounded briefly at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport due to blustery, rainy weather. Meteorologist Jim Hayes says a new storm could hit that area every few days the next week.
3 to 4 inches of rain is common across the Olympic Range in the Pacific Northwest and Washington, with heavy rainfall and snowfall in the Cascades.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.